Every year, we hear of levee failures across the continent, usually associated with rainfall events, and virtually always adversely impacting people and properties. Hurricane Katrina was one weather event that brought levee failures and their consequences into the minds of all Americans and nations around the world. What is a levee, and how does its purpose become compromised? Today's segment is part of the series titled Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. A levee is an artificial or natural wall of rock and sediment that parallels the course of a river. Its purpose is to prevent flooding with adjoining lands. Levees are usually broad at their base and then taper up to its flat level top. Containing a river flow in this manner often results in higher and faster river water flows. Right here in the United States, you can find levees that extend 1,000 miles along the reach of rivers, like the Mississippi River. The French settlers in Louisiana were one of the first to begin this particular levee project. Many years ago, the levees of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta were raised to protect some of the most fertile farmland of the nation from flooding. This protective activity was the answer to levee overtopping that could occur if floodwater exceeded the lowest crest of the levee or high wind swells catapulted water from the ocean or river over the levee. Construction activities were accomplished by using the peat soils present near the current levees. Not the best choice of construction materials, but there was plenty of it. The most frequent form of levee failure is a breach. This occurs when part of the levee breaks off, causing a flow of water to discharge into areas that had been previously protected. This breach can be sudden or slowly develop through a long period of time. If upward moving water in the levee overcomes the downward pressure induced by the levee material in its water, then sand boils can develop. You can see these occurrences as volcano-like cones of sand along the levee surface. Levees do have a function that we sometimes forget. The attention that our levee systems need require continuous consideration and a systematic approach to keep up with repairs. Our perception of a levee is an invincible wall that separates unwanted floodwaters from our homes and farms, or seawater from freshwater sources. As visitors to an area, we sometimes find the levees perfectly blended into the town's landscape, or that obstacle that keeps getting in the way when we try to cross town, hardly more than a nuisance. Those living in the regions that are at risk to a levee breach live with an enormous awareness that this long and narrow pile of earth is their last line of defense against unwanted consequences of extreme weather, a consequence that changes lives forever. As a nation, the great levee systems like the Mississippi River and the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta of Northern California contribute to the safety and economic success of many industries that bring food, energy, and commerce into our lives. Most of the time, the value of these structures are invisible to us. This transparency is the obstacle that prevents timely repair of a most important piece of infrastructure that sculpts the lay of the land. Levee repair is one task that doesn't have a favorable outcome unless you get to it before the moment of breach. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.